Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Using fluoride toothpaste to prevent tooth decay is now routine, but how strong should the fluoride be? Anne-Marie Glennie from the Cochrane Oral Health Group in Manchester, England, describes the review that helps answer this.
Tooth decay, or caries, can be painful and expensive to treat, and there's no guarantee that effective teeth can always be saved. They may need to be extracted. Currently, the most common method used for the prevention of tooth decay is toothbrushing with a fluoride toothpaste. Its beneficial effect for the reduction of tooth decay has been well documented, and our Cochrane review now shows a dose response, with toothpaste containing higher concentrations of fluoride being associated with less decay. Much of the evidence on the effectiveness of fluoride toothpaste comes from well-conducted placebo-controlled trials, evaluating a range of fluoride concentrations. By the late 1970s, however, the role of fluoride toothpaste had become so well established that the use of placebo control started to be considered unethical. Instead, more recent trials of new forms and different concentrations of fluoride toothpaste tend to use an active control, typically a toothpaste of fluoride concentration of around 1,000 parts per million. The change from placebo to active control, along with a decline in caries prevalence, has meant a reduction in the effect size for these trials. Consequently, the sample size required to conduct a toothpaste trial has increased dramatically, making them more expensive to run. An earlier Cochrane review provides clear evidence from randomized placebo-controlled trials that fluoride toothpastes are associated with, on average, 24% reduction in decayed, missing, and filled tooth surfaces in both children and adolescents. What was less clear was the optimum fluoride concentration for toothpaste use by this group. To assess this, we used evidence from both placebo-controlled trials and trials making a direct comparison between toothpastes of different concentrations in what was called a network or multiple treatment meta-analysis. The method allows us to combine the results for all the different concentrations of fluoride that have been evaluated in one meta-analysis. This showed that for children aged 6 or more, a toothpaste with a fluoride concentration of 1,000 parts per million or higher is beneficial. However, for children under 6 years of age, decisions about the use of toothpaste with concentrations of 1,000 parts per million or more need to take the risk of fluorosis into account. Fluorosis is the mottling of permanent teeth due to the swallowing of excessive fluoride by young children with developing teeth. Typically, it leads to mild white patches on the teeth, but it can range up to severe mottling of the teeth with brown staining. The possible risk of fluorosis should be discussed with a child's dentist to determine whether the benefit to health of preventing decay outweighs the risk of fluorosis. This review of fluoride concentration has been conducted alongside a Cochrane review evaluating the effect of topical fluoride on dental fluorosis. The evidence in the two reviews is important for understanding the potential benefits of different fluoride concentrations in toothpastes alongside the potential risks of fluorosis.
You can find both reviews, along with several others from the Cochrane Oral Health Group about other ways of using fluoride to prevent tooth decay, at www.thecochranelibrary.com.